In our next EMC World 2016 podcast, we've got Chris Ratcliffe, Senior VP Marketing with Core Technologies. Chris, thanks for taking time out of the schedule to sit with us.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Well, I understand you're rehearsing for a big event tomorrow, and I know a lot of that is around the launch of Unity, which fits squarely within your purview. Why don't you give us a quick overview of what's going on there?
Okay, so Unity is, I think, for us, the first clean sheet design product that we've delivered into the mid-range in at least a decade. In general, the VNX line has been improved upon over time. One of the things when we came together as the core technology division at EMC, when we looked at our roadmap, and it's an amazing thing to be here in 2016, because when we came together in 2014, we looked at a roadmap, and literally the conversation we had was 2015 was going to be great, 2016 we're going to be on fumes, and 2017 was going to be awesome. So as we came together as an organization, and we brought these platforms, Extreme.io, VMAX, and VNX together, as well as the data protection products, we had to really look at what do our customers want, and what are they going to want in the 2016 timeframe, and how are we going to deliver it? Because we fundamentally do not have that on the roadmap right now. And one of the things is it's always harder to build on an existing product than it is to go completely clean sheet. But it's actually really quite difficult to maintain and improve upon an existing product line while you build something completely new. And when we looked at where we felt we needed to do a refresh, and we needed to pull that refresh in, was on this mid-market, sort of mid-level IT department space. So Jeff Boudreau did a fantastic job of basically partitioning this team. So one part continued to innovate and deliver around VNX. And another, we literally sent them off and said, look at all the technology we have at EMC. Right? Because we have a massive portfolio of different products, different technologies, and let's build the absolute best box that we could for the mid-market. And one of the things, when you look at that mid-market, simplicity is key. So you got to be all the things that you are in the standard array market. You got to have availability. You got to have capacity, scale. You got to come in at a good price point. But the thing that they care about more than anything is absolute simplicity. And as I'm sure you're aware, user interface design is not the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a traditional storage company like EMC. So Jeff's team actually did a huge amount of work around Unity in building a massively simplified UI. We did something that we've never done before, which is we went to an outside UI design house, and we actually had them come in and advise us. So one of the things that we did when we were starting the basic design was we actually had them look at some of the competitive products that are out there that people will tell you are very easy to use. And they're hyper-converged products, things like Nutanix and Nimble are the ones that tend to come to mind. Because they're very much designed for that lower end of the market where simplicity is key. And so we had our design. We brought in this company called MadPow. They do this sort of analysis for Google, Microsoft, Apple, people like that. And so they helped us with how we could improve the design, but also rated us against everybody else. Some of what we thought were the people who were the ones to sort of beat in this market. And we absolutely have got, in their opinion, by far, by orders of magnitude, the best user interface. They also gave us a bunch of other feedback, which in the last few months we've actually integrated into the product. So we've released it to a number of customers, and a number of big customers are on the list, and the feedback has been absolutely phenomenal. Very small form factor, so this thing is a 2U box. It goes from, if you look at the previous generation VNX, it would have been about 27 cables in the 7U to do what this thing can do with 6 cables and 2U. And it's got this HTML5, immensely slick user interface, but it's also got a web interface, so you can manage it remotely, and you get that very simple view into the system, but it's explaining very complex things too. So it's a fantastic design.
Well, that's good, because when your IT guy is on vacation and something goes wrong with the storage, you can just pull up his notebook from the beach and still solve your problem.
Yeah, or his iPad or anything. I mean, because that's the design center we have to go for. Right, people, a lot of these guys, they aren't in data centers anymore, right? And a lot of the people who are coming up in this industry, they aren't storage experts, they aren't application experts, but you know what? They can work their way around a user interface without thinking about it too hard. So it becomes a very important thing for us. And our goal is to bleed a lot of the learnings from Unity into the rest of the product lines, like Extreme.io, like VMAX, like Data Domain, and so on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because clearly this is an entirely new stack for you with Unity, but you've been spending more and more time lately in the remote office, mid-range space. You know, we worked with you on the VNXE 3200 about 2 years ago, and that review on its own is over 50,000 reads on the site, which to me indicates that there's a really good affinity there between people wanting to see these types of systems, wanting to dive deeper in there and learn more about them.
Yeah.
And a lot of our mid-market stuff is not done nearly as well in terms of engagement with the readers. As we look at Unity and what you did with 3200, understanding that it's a clean slate starting, but there's got to be a lot of great learnings over the last 2 years for that space that you brought forward. What sort of things were fundamental to what you learned as you went down market with VNX and brought that forward with Unity?
So there's a couple of things. I think we had, one of the questions we had to ask ourselves was, can we be competitive in the space? Can we actually build something at a price point that's gonna tickle our customers' fancy? And with the VNXE 3200 and then the VNXE 1600, we were absolutely convinced that we could. We were absolutely convinced that we could build something that was highly compelling and that would be simple enough. And the challenge that we gave to the engineers was do more of that and take this clean sheet and just go for it. And, you know, we have the VNXE 3200 has been immensely successful for us. That's the product that U2 takes on the road. I mean, U2 doesn't have an IT department. They don't have storage specialists. They got a bunch of creatives creating video and content, and they used to work off USB drives, interestingly enough.
Right.
Right. The last tour, I remember talking to them, and they said this tour runs on USB drives. But with the one that they're on now, or the one that they're sort of in a break from, the Innocence and Experience tour, the amount of data that they're pushing at the screen and the amount of data that they want to pull into these boxes has gone up by orders of magnitude. So last tour, it was about 100 megs a night. We're up to terabytes at this point for the current tour. They came to us and said, do you have something? We know you do storage. We know you do it well. We're not sure you have something that will work in our environment. And we literally put a VNXE in a flight case, shipped that over to them, and they were up and running in like half an hour and ready to rock and roll. Literally ready to rock and roll. and you know, we continue to have a relationship with them, and we're talking with them about some other stuff right now, because we have managed to simplify and deliver a highly compelling product, and I think we've turned it up to 11 with Unity.
So you're very, you know, introspective about what EMC wasn't great at, and understanding what you were great at, and pulling these things together for Unity, and you know, really developing a set of products to go after this space that has been somewhat dominated, or at least disrupted, by the startups in the last several years. But now, you know, bringing a product like this to market that's so full-featured and flexible really gives you another great leg to stand on in terms of servicing the mid-market. When we talk about the needs there, the deployment for Unity, what do you think that looks like in terms of configurations? I know you've got some hybrid options, you've got some all-flash options, depending on the need. What do you think that looks like going forward?
At the high end, we think the split's really, by the end of this year, the split will be 70% flash, 30% hybrid. As we move down market, we actually think it's probably going to be more like 50-50. So we think we'll see about 50% hybrid, 50% flash, or all-flash. The reason for that is purely that of cost. But what is interesting is that as we move forward, one of the things that we are really good at is quality, right? So you talk to our customers about EMC, and they'll tell you, I can trust you. If it goes wrong, you will always, always fix it. And let's be clear, no one builds a product that's never broken, right? It's ask every briefing I ever go into, with engineers. Has anyone here ever built a product that hasn't broken? Please put up your hand. No one ever has. And so we are absolutely manic about quality. What that means is that adoption of new technologies, like new flash drives, 7.5 terabyte flash drives, 15 terabyte flash drives, we're going to be able to do that much, much quicker than we think any of our competitors. And so the capacity that you're seeing today, this 3 terabytes in a rack that we think this thing can do, we're going to be able to drive that up and up and up. And we have this metadata paging capability that actually allows us to basically just add more capacity and bigger drives to the box and be able to do it very efficiently.
Well, one of the things that strikes me about Unity, too, is the breadth and depth of data services at play here. It's not as if you just put together a few small things to get a remote office or a mid-market business along and get them by, but there's a lot of stuff here. From a feature set standpoint, why don't you hit some of those highlights?
I think, so we've already talked about the user interface and the cloud manageability. On top of that, we have one of the interesting things that we've done, and we haven't actually made much use of this just yet, is that we actually based Unity on a Linux kernel, and we've implemented Docker containers on top of that. So our phone home capability actually runs in a highly secure, very robust Docker container. That's the only thing that we really run in there. So over time, you're going to see other services that we build into the box using Docker. So it makes the box highly extensible. And I know that's not necessarily a service, but it is big for customers who want things like inline compression. So inline compression will come later in the year, non-disruptive upgrade. You'll have your Unity box, you add this software to it, at least doubles your capacity, depending on your workload. You'll see different data reduction rates, but typically we see at least a 2x. So there's that phone home capability. The multi-tenancy that we've built in, we actually leverage the underlying Linux kernel, which is based on SUSE, and gives us a very high degree of security in the box, especially around multi-tenancy. And so if you have a small box in a shared environment, that becomes critically important. The other one is encryption. Security is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. It's always in the top one through three for most CIOs.
Sure.
We do encryption. It's not a software offload. We actually have the encryption capability on the board, and we do encryption on the fly. So this thing, you can get encryption data, you can get your encryption in the box. It's data at rest encryption, and it's highly performant. So those sort of services are big. Obviously, support for things like vVols and support for cloud tiering. So we can immediately plug into we'll happily replace any Veritas environment, but we very easily plug into a VMware environment with the vVol support. And then, we got our file services, our block services. This is true native file services. And we also have that built-in snapshotting ability, which is huge for people, especially in the DevOps world, where typically people make tons of huge copies of things so that an engineer can work on a specific aspect of a problem or a new feature. With these snapshots, you don't actually have to do that. And it's all built into the box. It's all part of our modern, simple licensing model. And if you go all flash, you automatically get the Expect More program, which means the minute that any of those flash drives get close to the end of their service life, typically if it's around 5%, we'll just replace them free of charge as long as the box is under maintenance. And we have fixed price maintenance so that as the box gets older, you still pay the same amount. And in a traditional model, the cost would go up over time. So as you know, every time you write to flash, a little bit of the flash drive dies. It's kind of a sad story.
It is.
But there's a happy ending to our story, because if you get within that 5 to 10%, we just replace the drives free of charge.
So you've talked a lot about the appliance scaling to 3 petabytes. It's also available in a vBlock and vXblock systems. Right when we sat down, you handed me a little USB drive that has this and other goodies on it in a virtual edition.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that briefly.
So the Unity that you get in a purpose-built appliance, the actual box that you get, or the one that you get in a converged infrastructure solution from VCE, we have a full-featured software equivalent. The USB card I handed you, we actually call dog tags, because that's the closest we can come to. I actually thought they were going to be credit card sized. And so if you're watching, you should take a picture and attach it to this. But for those of you listening at home, it is literally like a fingernail. And it's 32 gigs. And but we have all of our virtual software on there. And it is a full-featured Unity. And I think we can go up to something like 5 petabytes. With that, I mean, there's a licensing fee associated with it. It's and forgive me, I'll have to get back to you on specifically what the number. It's free up until,
sure.
But this, it can go huge. And so if you want to build your own device and run the software on there, we'll do it. And for actually a pretty nominal fee, we'll support it for you.
Well, you found pretty good success thus far. Scale.io has been a pretty good good example of where you've put it out there, let the community try it in a dev environment or a low capacity environment, and it seems to really be leading to an uptick in adoption by enabling easy access to these virtual editions.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're hoping for the same here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually had it available for a little while now, and it's been one of the fastest downloaded products that we've ever done. I mean, one of the things you're going to see from EMC is that over time, every product that we make, if we can, we'll do a software version of it and we'll build it into converged infrastructure. Clearly, we do it with Unity today. Mm-hmm. We do it with Data Domain. So we have Data Domain Virtual Edition. Right. Data Domain's now available as appliance through VCE. And of course, you get the purpose-built product from us as well. I think we've got Isilon on the card there. We also got a bunch of other tools and things. So it's this is we actually see this as one of the easiest ways to get our products into the hands of engineers and developers. And to a certain degree, engineers and developers are really driving the technology choices that many of our major customers are making. So this is just a very natural fit for us. I mean, so I was talking to somebody earlier on today, and they said, you know, I've been coming to EMC World for 7 years. And, you know, and this is only my fourth EMC World. I've only been in EMC 3 years. And they said, so, you know, in your opinion, what do you think is the biggest change that you've seen in our industry? And it was that little card. It's because 7 years ago, like software, all of our software on this little
one stick,
this little stick. Yeah, I think that's a huge change for us. And we are absolutely embracing that change.
Well, Kevin's already squirreled that USB drive away. He will certainly put that thing to work as soon as we get back to Cincinnati later in the week. And no doubt we'll be in touch with you again on Unity. Chris, I know you've got to go. Thanks for your time, and really appreciate you sitting down with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.